in Boston, I'm pretty sure. Any hoozles. Won't you tell me long ago to the prom with me go? Now you changed. Oh, goodness. What a good song. It's so good. It's so good. So we're here. Oh, yeah, we're here. 7:05 at the dot. At the dot, you know, not right now, but we're doing the drumming. So get ready because we're going on a journey. We're going on a journey. Speaking of journeys, I hope you're all getting ready for the 8-8 portal. It's like there's all these astrological things. Sometimes do you ever just sit back and think, wow, this is so silly? I'm just like, oh my God, Josie Wales. Oh God, I'm so ADD. Anyway, you ever just sit back and you're like, wow, I'm really planning everything according to stars in the skies and planets in the skies. It's like kind of mind-blowing, but at the same time, it works. You know, it really does. Like, I don't understand why it wouldn't. I don't see why not. I don't see why the heck not. You know, it works. It really does. It really does. Anyways. Life is good. We've got to just look at the gratitude for everything that's coming on. Everything that's happening. There's so much love. And when we can connect with it, and we can connect with everything that is loving, we really do live in a state of bliss. We really do live in a state of magic. I'm a magical being. That's what we're doing right here. This is a miracle. Right here. I mean, why wouldn't it be? Oh. Anyways, I have a song coming up here. And I'm so excited because I love this song. Have you ever listened to the Derek Harriott version of What Can I Do? I can't right now. I can't! I love this song. So anyways, I will postpone the shamanic drumming for this song, for the Derek Harriott song, What Can I Do? Because that's exactly what I'm going to do, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. So sit back, sit tight, and understand why I love this song so much. So excited. Anyways, I should play Singing in the Rain to cheer you guys up on this kind of rainy day. But you may not even need cheering up, you know? You may be a weirdo like me and love this English beat, you know, British fog happening. Love you. Well, love this. What? No. No, that's not what's happening right now. Why is this happening right now? You know what? Actually, this isn't the song, but whatever. Spirit wants us to play this one.
What can I say? 2 weeks ago, the girl that I love, she left me for my best friend. And 1 week after, they were getting married. She had the nerve to invite me down to the wedding, and I had the heart to go. But as I sat there in the back of the church that Sunday afternoon, I could hear the organ playing soft and low. Here comes the bride. And the preacher, he looked at the guy and he said, "Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? To love, cherish, honor, and obey until the day you die?" And he said, "I do." Then he looked at the girl that I love and he said, "Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? To love, cherish, honor, and obey until the day you die?" And she looked at him and she said, "I do." Lord have mercy. I couldn't say a word. Not one single solitary word could I say. But as she came up the aisle, she stopped in front of me and she said,
"Ooh, lost track of the time. It's time for the shamanic journeying." It sure is time for that shazam. Shazam, shabam, bam. Ooh. So get nice and comfy. I'm going to take you through a journey. Journey of the soul. Journey of that soul. Soul. Wada wada. Do this. Get nice and comfy cozy, nice and comfy cozy, nice and comfy cozy. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Downs Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Oh, Lord. This is the paranormal playground, sounds for sure. Woo! I'd be curious to know if anybody got any weird stuff. Oh, my goodness. Was I tripping balls? Can I say that? Can I say that on the air? Oh, my goodness. So, I see reoccurring things when I do shamanic journeying. It's animals, Native American spirit guides, and Mark Twain. So, animals, Native American, and Mark Twain. So, whew. I literally saw a picture. He gave me a picture. He gave me a bunch of things. It's a surprise. I'm actually going to create this drawing, but he gave me a piece of art. And then I felt a lot of sensation in my lower region. And I was like, okay, so it's coming to a close. It's coming to an end. It's time to stop the shindig. It's over. Because I was getting so much overload. There was rabbits. There was Native Americans. There was Mark Twain. It was all of them in one. So today's spirit animal was rabbit. It's abundance, fertility, all that good stuff. Oh my goodness. So there's a lot of energy just that came through. I don't want to give it away too much about what Mark Twain was showing me or telling me. Because it's a surprise. It's a surprise. You're going to get a surprise. But, oh Lord, that was intense. It's like I wasn't even working out. I'm just drumming and I already feel out of breath. Because there's a lot. Haley's Comet. See, I'm just saying stuff. Oh my goodness. What is a good supernatural song we could play right here to just really complement that shamanic... To complement that shamanic energy. Like, I'm wondering... Whew, you know, what is complimentary? What is something that is so complimentary? Like, you know... I think I can come up with something. I think I can do this. I think the perfect song would be Fly Like an Eagle by the Steve Miller Band. I mean, that's really what's up. So, stay tuned. Please feel free to write down any crazy stuff you got. It was all kinds of things going on, and I got a lot of answers, and I hope you did too, because that's the whole point of shamanic journeying, is just really going in, really getting those places we can't really see on our everyday life, and really going into the subconscious and seeing what's up. So oh my goodness, it's just gonna be like, oh, we're gonna have a good rest of the summer. Hang tight. Thank you.
keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. And I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day. Making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in line to stay as we go through the years. We go through the years. We go through the years. Day by day. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Hold tight. excuse me. Hold tight. We have our general read coming up, 7:40. Whew. We're going to connect with angels and spirit. All right.
Up and battered around, been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible, but baby, handle me with care.
Paranormal Playground sounds. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tops Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is Mediumship Through Music. Music through the spiritual world. As we enter supernatural increase.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Well, we're here and we are clear. All right, let's go into that magical channeling. Let's go into the magical message of today. Okay, thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you all for being here, and thank you for that beautiful healing, the shamanic circle, the meditation. Giving gratitude is so important right now, and so that's exactly what we want to do, is just continue to give gratitude and give grateful thanks. You know, sometimes, you know, everyone goes through things, and we all deserve a chance to be reminded of our higher selves and reminded of our healing at every point, every moment, as much as we can. So this is a portal and a gift to all of you from Spirit. I'm just the medium delivering it as I get healed myself as well. So let's go into the beautiful energy. You know, thank you for, you know, Mark Twain coming in. Ocean cleanse. As I'm coming in right now, I'm going to, for a moment, just take some deep breaths in and out. Just kidding. I'm actually looking up Mark Twain because I need to look up some information. Oh, April 21st. Interesting. April 30th. Okay. I'm here. I'm clear. What is the beautiful message that everyone needs to hear right now, Infinite Spirit? I hear Spirit saying, speaking of memories. How can our memories serve us? How can we go into the past? And you know how we take a trip down memory lane, and sometimes it's not that great. It's not a great trip. And sometimes we think about things we don't want to remember. How can we create our consciousness and our brains to go down these trips of memory lane that we do want to remember? The moments that light up our hearts and light up our world and light up our life. If we can, every moment, every time we think of something we don't want to think of that happened in the past, for all those times, can we switch that to think of a memory that happened? Because that is a strong manifestor tool. So if you didn't know this, if you go into your memory and you think and about, or you remember a time where you achieved something or you succeeded at something, and you bring that to your consciousness and you relive it and you're feeling it, Do you know that that is an energetic manifester, a connector to your manifesting powers? I bet you didn't know that. Maybe you did. Some of you did. Well, you know. But if you didn't, you know, if you did, here's a reminder. If you didn't, here we go. Because I think that is definitely something to constantly we forget about, because look at all these bad memories we put in our brain. And what causes us to have our brains clogged? What causes us to basically be so distracted that we are not in the present? We're having projections about future things that haven't happened or things in the past that have happened. And we're trying, and what happens is we're combining both of those. And then unfortunately, it's creating what we don't want. So how can we be present and take a trip down memory lane in the past and think about that time someone loved you so much and you were so loved and somebody was giving all of their heart, all of their soul, and all of their spirit? Or you're thinking about a time where you achieved a goal, you did something, you won an award, you won a trophy, you got praised for a piece of art, for a piece of song, for a piece of music. You used your gift to really connect with someone, and it was a time where you really understood your purpose, or you understood why you were here, and it really lifted that energy. And you see, when you're thinking about that right now, look at how much your energy has shifted. Look at how much your energy has changed just by going into that, just by going into that connecting force. You see? Look at how powerful that is to go back and just remember a time. Okay, for example, right now, there's a memory of swimming in, you know, a swimming pool, and I'm playing Frank Sinatra in the background, and the sun is going down, and it's just beautiful outside, and I felt like I was in the movie The Great Gatsby. It was just a beautiful energy, and it was just me. It was just me. I was just there, but I was in the moment, and it was like, oh my God, this is living. So it's like little things like that. Look at how much my vibration raised. Just think about that. What can you think about that's so simple? It doesn't even have to be, you know, I mean, things like, it doesn't even have to be something so extraordinary as achieving or winning a trophy. It could be those little things, like when you took a walk the other day or a couple months ago and the sun was shining and it was so beautiful out, and you know, it was the perfect temperature, it was the perfect air, and you just felt so at home, you felt so grounded, you felt so connected, you just felt so present. Like, little things like this. So you do understand how all of this, those things really accumulate into feeling good and really attracting the next thing. So good memories attract future good memories. You see what I'm saying? So this is what Spirit really wants to bring for you this week, is that they want to invite you to really concentrate on the good things that have happened to you in your life. But those monumentous things where it was so special, it was supposed so spectacular, you were so connected. And they want you to just forget. You know, you don't have to forget, because sometimes bad memories do serve us. We're not, you know, it's not about, okay, let me just pretend like those things didn't happen. But let's not let them have so much power that it is causing the scale to be unbalanced. And you don't want your scale to be imbalanced with negative thought, with these negative memories. You want it to be balanced, and you want more good memories so you can attract and manifest that. So if you're connecting with your manifestor gift, what are the kind of tools that you use besides vision boards, besides, you know, affirmations? What about memories where you really succeeded in your life and you did something that really meant a lot to you and it really was in the timeless and you were just completely in that energy of the timeless? Go back to that space, because I guarantee you that it is going to continue to manifest. Let's take a trip down memory lane and let's go and into the catalogs of our good memories, because I can assure you, and I bet you, a lot of you have a lot of bad memories that you're dealing with. And that really, I mean, the majority of that creates this place where we can't even be present. A majority of that is creating this fear. Our past experiences and the things we've been through and the things that weren't so pleasant have created this, oh my God, this doomsday event that's going to come, or this is going to happen because that happened. Well, how about this is going to happen because that good thing happened? So therefore, more good things are going to come in. You see, it's like, fill up your spiritual piggy bank. Fill it up as much as you can. Care for it. Nurture it. Give to it. Plant it. Plant the seeds. Plant the soil. Put it in there. Okay? You're going to want to water all of your good memories, because we want to bring all the tools we can to manifest what it is that we want. We want to bring all the tools, everything that we possibly can imagine. And I'm sure there's infinite ways that we could do this, but this is another way that spirit is bringing us in, is to always remember the good. It's like, remember the good times. Good times. It's always about remembering those good times and going to your memory. Is there anything else, spirit? Don't forget to smile this week. Don't forget to smile. You know, I was in Dunkin' Donuts this morning, and the woman was talking to me, and as she was talking to me, she just began to smile as if she wanted to laugh. And even if she was laughing at me, good. Like, great. Please laugh at something, smile at something, anything to get your smiling going. And I just told her, keep that smile, because you look so beautiful when you smile. Because it's true. We all just look so we're beautiful anyway, but when we smile, it's like that lit up life that adds a touch to it. And so don't forget to smile this week. Don't forget to smile with people, looking at people and engaging with people. Don't forget to bring that beautiful energy and make it blossom and make it come to life. So that's the beautiful message that spirit wants for you this evening and this and the rest of the week. And you know, hang in there. No matter what you're going through, there's always a bright light, there's always a magic, there's always something at the end of the it's always at the end of the tunnel. It's there. There's something always on the other side. It's there. It's beauty, your beauty, and it never ends. We're stepping into infinity right now, and we have to engage, and we have to remember and be aware of where we're at, and further healing and further growth is always, it's always there. We're always constantly growing, and it never ends, and awakening to all of this. Please, if you got a lot of things, write it down, whatever it is that you're getting for yourself. You know, what did you take in for your, what is the message for you? How are you adapting this to your life and the things you need to do and the things that really make sense to you? Because that's what it's about. Even though I'm sharing my experiences, it's to give an example of the things you may be connecting with, or maybe it may not be the same situation, but it's definitely a similar circumstance in what you're relating to. So, you know, keep doing this, because it isn't an accident. It's not an accident that you're here. It's not an accident that you tuned in on this very beautiful day, and all the things were resonating. You know, if you've hung in there long enough to hear all of this, you know, it's because you understand there's something deeper. Because you understand and you have that connection yourself. You understand it in your own way. Maybe if it's not the exact way, it's definitely a similar way in which you've had these experiences. I mean, the connection is real, and we all come together and we're all connecting in this beautiful love of light and magic and opening up, and how beautiful it is. How beautiful all of this is. And just being alive and being able to be free, be healed, and be of love. So thank you so much. We're out, skis. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Remember, Sunday service is every Sunday for the rest of the summer, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Lately, we've been doing 12 to 2 p.m., which is beyond a blessing. So we've been having... Spirit has given us 2 hours. Spirit is so good to us. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. And so I want to leave you with King Crimson, Court of the Crimson King. I heard this the other day on the radio, and I was just like, yeah, let's bring it back. This is such a good, I feel like this is a good song for today and to end the show with King Crimson. I always loved In Court of the Crimson King. It's just, it's so beautiful and melodic, and it's just, it's a masterpiece. So that's what I want to bring you. I want to bring you and show you and mirror the masterpiece within you and never forget that you are this. So go out there, go live your life, create whatever it is that you want, because that's what life is about. We're here to play. Woo! I love you so much, and I'm signing off right here.
Shattered by the sun, I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing, three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams, I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings. He smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson.
WMFO, Rising with Medford, I almost said.